greet our friends everywhere with Chapter 9 of Pioneers to Africa, the story of Mary and Robert Moffat. This is another in the series Stories of Great Christians, brought to you from the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. Is 1816. The place, Duncanfield, a suburb of the large industrial city of Manchester in central England. For nearly a year, Robert Moffat, now in his 21st year, has been working for Mr. James Smith, the proprietor of a large nursery and a great friend of missionary enterprise. Robert Moffat had been helped in obtaining this position through the efforts of the Reverend William Roby, whom Robert Moffat had contacted about possible missionary service. Young Moffat was convinced that his purpose and work in life was to be in furthering the gospel of Jesus Christ, somewhere in God's vast world. Robert's own father in Scotland had certain misgivings about this future. In fact, he wrote Robert as follows.
Robert, I would have you to duly consider the importance of such an undertaking, to weigh well what our Savior says to the builder in the Scriptures, and to first sit down and count the cost, to see whether you're sufficient to finish or not. We think that you might live both usefully to your neighbors and profitably to yourself, without engaging in a life of that kind.
So wrote his father, but there was greater, more severe disappointment as well. It would seem that there would be no missionary service for Robert Moffat, for London Missionary Society had denied his application.
Come in.
Robert, they told me I'd find you here.
Mr. Roby, this is a surprise.
No. Keep your seat, lad. Keep your seat. I'll draw up a chair.
Is something wrong, Mr. Roby? You seem so perturbed.
Robert, I've just received an important letter from London.
From London?
And I could not wait until I saw you.
But what would anything from London concern me?
The London Missionary Society.
I don't understand, sir. You've told me many times the reasons for denying my application.
I wrote them again.
You what?
I wrote them again. I asked them to reconsider. I suppose I've become quite enthusiastic about your possibilities.
And now you've heard again from London?
Today, this morning.
What did they have to say?
Robert, my lad, they've accepted you.
Oh, it's hard to believe. There has been so much darkness. And now suddenly there's dawn. I had given up hope.
Now I believe this is God's answer to our prayers.
Why, there's no doubt.
There's so much that must now be done. You're to be in London inside of 2 months, within 8 short weeks.
So soon?
Yes, you must meet with the directors to appear before the members of the London Missionary Society. Several young men are to be sent to foreign fields, and specific appointments will be made at that time. There's so much that we must review. Things I must communicate with you, directives from the mission, additional study from God's Word. You see, our studies thus far have not been in vain.
Aye. But my parents, I should visit them before I leave, and they're in Scotland.
I think if you left immediately, perhaps by coach, you'd have time for a brief visit.
I could afford the coach this time. Or do you think I should save my money for the mission field?
I think it's important that you see your parents. God alone knows if you shall ever be able to see them again. However, I think you should try to be back in Manchester within 2 weeks, if at all possible. There'll be a large missionary meeting planned, a farewell service, and a time which will permit us all to bid you Godspeed.
Mr. Roby, is there any indication in the letter from London as to where or you may be appointed?
No, that's still to be decided when you and the others arrive at London. Well, come. There's so much that must be done. Do you think you could leave immediately for Scotland?
I suppose so.
I'll check on the stagecoaches. Oh, but I guess that first of all, you should communicate this news to Mr. Smith. I'm afraid you'll have to find another gardener.
Son, we may never see you again.
Our times are in his hands, Mother. If God wills it, we shall meet again.
Do you know where you'll be sent?
Not until I reach London. I'll communicate with you from there.
It is the London Missionary Society with which you will meet.
Aye, Father.
Hey, it's a good organization, very well known everywhere.
Robbie, remember how you once jested and said you wanted to be a missionary? To sail the seas and preach the gospel at every port of call?
Aye, Mother, I do.
Well, are you serious now?
I was never more certain of anything in my life.
Then I'm glad. And I bid you Godspeed. I once said that if you were serious about becoming a missionary, it would be the happiest moment of my life. Tis hard to see you go. But go with God, Robbie. He goes with you. And I am happy.
God bless you, Robbie.
And you too. God bless both of you. We can have a moment or two together.
Oh, Robert, I dread to think of the future.
It only seems dark. What is there to dread, really? God has given his promise. He'll be with us, even to the end of the world.
But where is that end of the world for you?
I don't know.
Oh, it's been such a busy day, but it was a lovely meeting.
The farewell service?
Yes. But I do not like that word, farewell.
There have been so many fine people to assist me on my way. Ministers, missionaries, friends. Oh, God bless them all. Mary.
Yes, Robert.
Will your parents ever reconsider?
I do not think so.
It's not right. It's not right for me to go alone. Not when God has called you to. I should so much want you to go with me. As my wife. As my bride.
Oh, please. It does no good to speak of it.
Mary, you've told me so often that there's nothing else in life you'd rather do than the work of a missionary. Of helping other people to learn of Christ. You've prayed for this. You've sought God's will. And yet you stay.
Robert, I have a duty to my parents. I really do. My brothers will not be of help. One is in far-off America. The others have their families and their responsibilities here. I'm all my parents have left. I'm their only daughter, the only one to care for them. They need someone to be with them. And they themselves will not give their permission for me to go. They've said so time and time again. I cannot just leave them. They're my parents. I believe God would have me to do what is right by them.
Mary, I love you.
Oh, please.
But I do. The thought of leaving you is the most difficult thing of all.
It will do no good to talk of this. It will not help us during the hours that we shall be apart. We had best forget our love.
Mary, it's not something that I can forget.
We can pray for each other.
Aye, we can meet at God's great throne of grace.
And we can remain friends?
Friends? We shall be friends. But Mary, are we not more than that? Are we not more than friends? Be honest with me.
You know the truth before you ask.
Mary, come with me.
Would you want me to, Robert, without my parents' permission? See, you agree with me. I would give 1,000 lives to go with you. But it's only one life that I have.
Would to God they change their minds?
I pray they will. But 'twould be a miracle, Robert.
Miracles have happened. We can pray for one. Our own personal miracle.
You leave today?
On this evening's coach. 2 hours from now.
Will you write me from London?
Oh, Mary, I'll write you from London. I'll write to you from the ship. And I'll write to you from whichever land I'm sent. I'll not let you forget me. But will you write to me? Will you answer my letters?
I promise.
Oh, Mary, I love you. Remember that. Please don't ever forget that.
I will remember.
There can be no other in my life. Oh, if God will not give me you, then I'll remain alone. There can be no other way.
Robert, you know that I love you too.
Such kind, wonderful words those are to my ears.
Oh, Robert.
Mary, what day is this?
September the 13th.
The 13th of September, 1816. It's a day I shall long remember.
God be with you, my dearest.
And with you, dear Mary.
Please, God, we shall meet again.
Please, God.
So we conclude Chapter 9 of Mary and Robert Moffat, Pioneers to Africa. This is another in the series Stories of Great Christians, which come to you transcribed from the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.